And you're listening to Roundtable here on Easy FM. Let's talk about the Mid-Autumn Festival, which was yesterday. And we asked our listeners on WeChat how they spent their festival. And we asked them to send in either their stories or some pictures, and we've got lots of interesting replies.
Yeah, I'm looking at, there was one reply here from Eugenia, said that she's spending time with her boyfriend.
Yeah, and then she sends a photo of a photographed picture of her boyfriend wearing a bow tie.
Yeah, I kind of feel
on his head.
I kind of feel sorry for him.
No, actually, I want to say something sweet about this boy because I think anyone who would allow his girlfriend
to do this kind of stuff to him
must love her very much. You know, you agree with that, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. The thing is, maybe he know that the girlfriend is doing this to him?
Right.
That's the thing.
Or maybe he loves her too much.
No, he has a bow tie on his head.
Yeah,
that
the bow tie
is
real. The bow tie looks
that
real.
Is not photoshopped.
No,
yeah,
that's
okay,
not photoshopped. Then. Yeah.
Then he definitely knows.
Yeah.
No, it's always hard to tell because, I mean, like, either it could be that he's so manly that, you know, he's even more manly by becoming feminine, or he's not manly enough that he becomes less manly by being a bit feminine. It's hard to tell from a picture.
I don't understand her logic here. I'm kind of lost. But anyway, yeah, let's share some of the stories that some of our listeners have. I think two of our listeners at least said that they went to the Furza Bruta performance and said that it was really good. So Bella, Yang Guang Kuai Le De Bao Bei, Bella said that it was really amazing and very special. And also I went to the Summer Palace as well, where there is a Osmanthus, is that the name of the flower? Guihua exhibition. And so it was really good.
Osmanthus,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, speaking of that show, did you guys go as well?
Yeah. I went on Sunday and I met a couple of our listeners too. It was really interesting. And I think I can only remember one of their names. I'm really sorry if I don't remember. But Draco was there, which was interesting because he comments almost every single day.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And some of our other listeners, let me see. Lei Jia Jia says, 和姐姐一起过的, 我们第一次尝试包饺子, 结果馅儿却没有放盐和调味料, 所以味道不是很够。 So they were, making some dumplings together, but then forgot to add any flavors.
I speak Chinese, by the way.
Yeah, you speak. Yeah, anyway, I'm just trying to be nice, but maybe you don't need that.
No, I think it's always interesting because the Chinese cuisine, it always emphasizes salt. Like, I've been with people, even cooked for people, where I think I put enough or maybe even too much salt. And then they eat it and they say, there's not enough salt. I'm like, what is your problem?
Yeah,
how much salt do you want?
Yeah, you could say that Chinese people are 重口味 in this aspect.
Mm-hmm.
What about mooncakes? What kind of mooncakes did you have? Or did you have any?
I had none.
I didn't have any.
What?
No, it wasn't until this morning that I was on my way to work that I realized that I hadn't had a mooncake, but I didn't feel like I missed anything.
Okay.
So I think I shared the story before. Mooncakes are extremely fattening. One year, I had like more than 20 mooncakes, and then I put on more than 5 kilos within a week. So I swore it off.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard it once. Yeah, now I remember it. It's probably not the best thing if you want to keep fit.
No.
I think I had one pineapple flavored mooncake, which is good because it's a little bit like feng li su, like one of those cakes from Taiwan and from southern China.
Every year. I mean, I always want to try the like the French style mooncakes that
but
I see advertisements
didn't.
For. No, I always forget because I always see the advertisements and they're usually like a month or it always feels like it's forever before Mid-Autumn Festival. And so I start seeing these advertisements like, why are they advertising so early? And then Mid-Autumn Festival passed. I'm like, I completely forgot.
Yeah, that was just you being lazy.
Well, yeah, maybe.
And also, let's take a look at some of the other mooncakes that our listeners had. So, Xiao Yumi said that he or she had a durian mooncake. So, 榴莲馅儿的. I would love that, but I haven't gone through. I'm a big durian fan.
Yeah, I've never had I've never had real durian. I've only had the candy.
Oh, that is so sad. So pathetic.
She loves it. I don't necessarily love it. So.
And when I was in Vietnam, I had like one whole durian all by myself.
And then you went back to the hotel room and your kid and your husband kicked you out of the room, right?
No. They love durians too. But I almost threw up because I had too much.
Oh, God.
So it's not a very good experience.
No kidding.
And someone else had 金华火腿馅的月饼, so
what?
A ham or a preserved
ham
flavor?
I think it's a teacher, Jerry.
Oh.
He's an English teacher, and
yes,
he's saying that it's great to be an English teacher because the morning when he got up, he got so many QQ messages and also so many text messages wishing him happy holidays. And then one person gave him a mooncake, and on the mooncake it says 金华 ham. That's like the famous Chinese brand for hams.
Yeah. Actually, some salty mooncakes are pretty tasty, but not all of them, I think.
No, I think the only mooncake that I've ever had that I liked, I think it was like, it was rose. Or something,
rose?
But it might. But it was sweet, and it was like a really flaky kind of, not like the really thick and chewy ones where like you're chewing on it for like 2 days just to swallow it down, and that was really good. But I've had like the egg one, I'm not sure what brand of mooncake it was, but it was really bad.
What?
It was really, really bad.
It's too oily. It's too fattening.
No, I don't know. I mean, it just
one of the
Zhejiang specialties.
Yes, that was pretty bad too.
Yeah. Also, RKUK said he met someone at the Fruta Bruta show, and I don't know whether it's John, because but does look like you.
It's the dude with the beard.
Yeah.